Welcome to the Augusta Golf Show podcast. Now, here's John Patrick.
Lucas Glover has won six times on the PGA Tour. He is a major champion, winning the 2009 U.S. Open. It is a pleasure to welcome Lucas Glover to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Lucas, how are you?
Good, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for saying yes to this. Now, I understand a couple of weeks ago, the governor of South Carolina awarded you the Order of the Palmetto, highest civilian award the state has. What did that feel like?
Well, surprise at first. I think they keep it a pretty good secret if you're even up for it, so I had no idea. And then a friend called and said that it had happened and that they had organized it to present me with it at Harbor Town during the RBC Heritage. So obviously a great honor, unexpected, and very humbled and grateful for it. You know, don't live in South Carolina anymore, but go back a fair amount, whether it's for golf or to visit, and it's always home. So very grateful to receive something like that, and it was a great ceremony, and very special.
I'm going to guess you found out more about it having won it, but when you first heard of it, did you know how big a deal it was?
Not really, to be honest. I'd known some people that had received it, but then kind of did a small deep dive in there afterwards, just to see what it was all about, very cool honor for sure. Like I said, unexpected, pretty impressive company that I keep now with that honor.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Tell me about the state of your game. Seems to have gotten, you missed the cut at the Players, but it seems to have gotten right a little bit more after the Players.
Yeah, I always miss the cut at the Players, so I don't really gauge that for my game. I've been playing nice, just kind of in one of those spots where I feel like I'm doing a lot of good stuff and not getting a lot out of it. So, you know, another putt goes in here and there, or, you know, a good bounce here and there could be some different results. But know what I'm working on is right, and had a couple weeks off here last week, this week, so been catching up on some rest and some family and getting some work in as well. So I look forward to the next few weeks.
Okay, I have to ask, do you miss the cut at the Players the same way every time, or do you find new and creative ways to miss the cut?
It's pretty much the same way every time. I get inside the cut and then screw it up and then make some kind of birdie late and then miss by one. So okay. It's pretty much the same every year. I've just kind of grown to get used to it.
Do you like the golf course?
At the Players? No, not really.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Okay.
My cut made the top 10 ratio is pretty good. I think I've made four cuts, and I think I got two top 10s, so pretty good for 20 years or something.
Okay. T20 at the Masters. Tell me what that Friday was like for you with the wind.
Amazing for all the wrong reasons. It was conditions like I've never seen at Augusta. And as I've said this since, you don't really think about it at the time because you're so in the moment and grinding, but as firm and fast as the greens are, I can't believe balls weren't rolling. I mean, we were getting 40 and 50 mile an hour gusts, and pretty much the only reason to stop play would be if balls were rolling on the greens after they were remarked or something like that. And I heard of some guys' balls were kind of oscillating, but never heard of anybody's rolling. So we just kept playing. Which was fine. It was, you know, everybody out there at the time was playing in it, so it's not like it was only blowing where I was. I'm not saying that at all. But it was 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts and pretty much 30 to 40 sustained, I'd say. I mean, I laid up on 15 with a 5-iron, if that if that tells you anything, and then hit it on the green with a 4-iron on Sunday. So that kind of tells you how brisk the wind was. But it was extremely difficult, but they set the course up for it, and the greens were perfect. Somehow balls weren't rolling around, so it was just a difficult test of golf.
Do you like that golf course?
Oh, yeah. Love it. It's one of my favorites. I think growing up so close to Augusta and the history there, and if I had one course to play, you know, the rest of my life. That's probably it, just because of how much I respect it and respect the place and enjoy being there.
Other than a major championship, just regular tour events, what's your favorite golf course out there?
I like Harbortown a lot, just because it's narrow and, and tight, and you got to hit a bunch of different shots and kind of be creative. And I was always a Colonial Country Club fan in Fort Worth. That'll be interesting to see in a couple of weeks after the redesign. I've heard good things, but hadn't seen it yet. And then I think my favorite course we play year in and year out is Riviera in L.A. for the Genesis Tournament. Mm-hmm. But those three pretty old school courses, and just got to hit a bunch of different shots and creative. And I like the older. Older school type places.
Well, every time someone says that, I think of something I heard Jim Furyk say. If it was built before 1974, I probably like it. If it was built after 1974, I probably don't like it.
That's fair. Yeah. I'm about there too.
What have you heard about Colonial and the redo? What have you heard?
Just that, you know, some new tees and the Trinity River runs right through one of the boundaries of the property, and that they moved some trees out to make that more visible and keep it in play. So aesthetically, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a little more open. So I think that could be a good thing. And cause you could barely see the river mm-hmm. before, cause of all the trees. And I've heard they've cleared some of those out and, kind of used the riverbank, river bluff as a setting for some tees and stuff like that. So, but similar to Hilton Head, Harbortown and even Riviera, you know, the trees and the dog legs and the curves of the course were what made it so fun and so testing. So I'll be interested to see if that's changed or not. But I've heard everybody that's been or friends that live there that are members there that are on the tour or caddy on the tour, they've said it's very good. So I'm mm-hmm. excited.
What do you, as we come up on another major, what do you think about Valhalla?
Mm-hmm. You know, in all my years, I've somehow seemed to miss qualifying for the PGAs when they've been there. So I've actually never been there.
Okay.
My caddy, Tom Lamb, has caddied there quite a few times, and he said, I'll like it. So I'm looking forward to checking it out and seeing what it's about. And, you know, I played up in Lexington last year for the Barbasol, and that's about an hour and a half from Louisville. So I'm excited. I like the area and had a nice week there then, and so excited to get back to Kentucky for some golf.
You know, I know you've talked about not being a fan of the signature events, and here's my thought about all of that, Lucas. Once the dust settles, whenever that happens, I think the signature events go away, and I just think the tournaments come back with maybe bigger purses, and it will resemble the tour pre-COVID. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. You could tell me that, you know, the complete opposite of that, and that wouldn't shock me either at this point. I don't know. I have my opinion of what's going to happen, and it's not that far from what you said. Unfortunately, those signature events and the majors and the bigger and biggest and bigger events will be part of a separate tour, is my opinion. But we'll see. Hey, I don't know anything. I don't know that anybody outside of the boardroom knows anything at this point, but that's where it looks like it's headed to me.
What about your game has gotten better as you've gotten older?
Well, in the last year, I can consistently make my two footers. Yeah. So that's a big plus. I think just management, you know, when I came out, I was a long hitter and now I'm a short hitter. On tour, so I've had to learn to manage that.
But are you longer than when you came out?
I hit it the exact same, and I'm about 100 spots difference. Okay. Believe it or not, I hit it the exact same yardage as I did my rookie year on average. So, just shows you how much longer everybody else is with youth and technology and speed and all that stuff. So I feel like I'm just better at managing that and not being as aggressive when I don't need to be. And I've come to the realization I'm not getting to all the par fives anymore and really focused on the wedge game. I think I'm a better wedge player now because of that. So, you know, just kind of having to alter how I go about attacking a golf course.
You know, you mentioned length, and there are a lot of things about the professional game that we as recreational golfers shake our head at when we see you guys do things. Are there things out there that these kids are doing that make you shake your head?
Yeah. I mean, there's some bunkers that are out there, or some ponds, or some this or some that, that I've always played around, and now people take it over it, and it just blows my mind. And the third, you know, for instance, the third hole at Bay Hill, is a 90-degree dog leg to the left, not all too dissimilar from number six, the famous par five around the lake, but right. The third hole's a par four, and I've always hit it out to the right, and, you know, and you get a pretty good angle into the green, and majority of the players now just hit it over the water. It's like a 290 carry over the corner, and then if you go any further left than that, it gets up to like 320 yards, and guys just send it over it and basically chip onto the green. So, I mean, that's one instance, one hole that really comes to mind that I marvel at it. You know, I could probably get it over the corner consistently with my best tee shot, but these guys just pop it over it like it's nothing. And it's impressive to watch, but at the same time, I got to try to beat those guys too, which is hard.
What's the toughest thing out there about getting older?
Just fatigue, honestly, just recovery. You know, you do all the stuff, you know, you do all the same stuff you used to do. You work out and do all that stuff. And I just find myself getting up earlier and earlier in the mornings to stretch and get loose. And, the days just seem to get longer because of trying to do all that stuff, and still maintain, being competitive how you want to be. But, you know, I've had to trim back my practice on the road. I don't hit as many balls and, you know, chip and putt a little more than I used to. It used to kind of be the opposite. So, just, you know, managing time and managing my body has become a priority just because of getting older.
He is Lucas Glover. He is a major champion. Lucas, thank you. And he's Order of the Palmetto recipient. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate you having me on.